Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm the Doctor of AI, Dr. JR, and you're listening to AI in 5, where we pack the most exciting AI developments into 5 lightning-fast minutes. Today, we're diving into 3 stories that are absolutely transforming our world. AI that can actually think, AI discovering life-saving medicines, and AI revolutionizing classrooms. So buckle up, buttercups, because the future is happening right now. First up, AI reasoning models. And folks, this isn't your 2023 chatbot anymore. We're talking about AI that can work through complex problems step by step, just like you and I do when we're solving a tough puzzle. Google CEO Sundar Pichai told the New York Times DealBrook Summit that models are getting better at reasoning and completing sequences of actions more reliably. And he's not just talking about incremental improvements. He expects significant progress in 2025, challenging the notion that AI development has hit a wall. So, what does this mean in practice? According to Stanford's 2025 AI Index report, AI models now excel at tasks like international mathematical Olympiad problems, with performance on advanced benchmarks increasingly dramatic. Scores rose by nearly 19, 49, and 67 percentage points on major tests in just 1 year. That's not a typo. We're seeing 50-point jumps in capability. But here's where it gets really exciting. Researchers at Sapient developed a hierarchical reasoning model inspired by how the human brain processes information, and it outperformed leading models like OpenAI's O3 Mini-High and Anthropic's Claude, scoring 40.3% on the notoriously difficult ARC-AGI benchmark. These systems are starting to think more like us, breaking down elaborate problems into digestible chunks. Now, I love what OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said about this shift. In a recent interview, he noted that figuring out what questions to ask will be more important than figuring out the answer. Think about it. In the age of reasoning AI, knowing what to ask becomes your superpower. The machines can handle the heavy lifting. We just need to point them in the right direction. All right, let's shift gears to something that literally is saving lives. AI and scientific discovery, specifically drug development. Here's the problem traditional drug discoveries face. Pharmaceutical innovation has been plagued by what researchers call a Ohm's law. That's Moore's law spelled backwards, where despite technological advances, the cost and time to bring new drugs to market have steadily increased. Basically, we've been getting less efficient, not more. Enter AI. And I mean really enter. In June 2025, MIT and Recursion released Boltz 2, an AI model that predicts how strongly molecules bind to proteins, a critical factor in drug efficacy, and it does this 1,000 times faster than previous methods. That's right, 1,000 times. Regina Barzilay, AI faculty lead at MIT's Jamil Clinic, put it perfectly. Accurately predicting how strong molecules bind has been a long-standing challenge in drug discovery, one that required novel machine learning and computer science techniques to address. And the implications are massive. Charles Smith from Unlearn predicts that 2025 will see breakthroughs allowing significant advances in rare diseases, where data is typically small, by improving AI's data efficiency. We're talking about diseases that affect thousands, not millions, and are finally getting the research attention they deserve because AI can work with limited data sets. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Chemistry was even awarded for AI work in predicting protein structures. That's how transformative this technology has become. We're not talking about incremental improvements anymore. We're talking about fundamentally reimagining how we discover medicines. Now for our final story. And this one hits close to home because it affects every classroom, every student, every teacher. AI in education. The numbers are staggering. According to a 2025 report by the Center for Democracy and Technology, 85% of teachers and 86% of students used AI during the 24-25 school year. That's not a pilot program. That's mainstream adoption. Educators' use of generative AI rose from 51% to 67% between the 22-23 and the 23-24 school years. And here's the thing. This rapid adoption is forcing us to confront some really important questions. Professor Victor Lee at Stanford, who's been studying this closely, raised a crucial point. He asked what it means to be AI literate. and stressed the need to develop a common framework soon, encompassing user, developer, and critic perspectives. We can't just throw AI into classrooms anymore and hope for the best. And there are legitimate concerns. Stanford professor Russ Altman expressed worry about ensuring we don't create a generation of less skilled thinkers, noting this generation is at a specific risk because those before them were taught to read, write, and think without AI. And that's sobering. But there's also tremendous promise. Professor Andrew Katz at Virginia Tech believes that when used properly, early exposure to AI could allow students to build foundational digital literacy. And according to a survey by the World Economic Forum, 71% of teachers and 65% of students believe AI tools are essential for success in college and work. Rob Reich, Stanford professor of political science, offered perhaps the most balanced perspective. He highlighted the tension between using AI for automation versus augmentation, arguing that the focus should be on how AI can amplify and cultivate human intelligence rather than replace it. And there you have it. Three stories that are reshaping our world right now. We've got reasoning models that think like humans, drug discovery happening at lightning speed, and classrooms being transformed in real time. Common thread? AI isn't replacing human intelligence, it's amplifying it. But only if we're thoughtful and intentional and ask the right questions about how we use it. And that's it for today's episode of AI in 5. I'm Dr. JR, and remember, the future isn't coming, it's already here. Now go out there and make it awesome.